Mark chapter 8, verse 36 says, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Friend, your soul is worth more than everything or anything in this world. The Bible says, "What should profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul?" Friend, thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Mark and Friends on this, Thursday, this June 21st, 2018. It is Joey Kroll hanging out with you. We see we have the temperatures kind of cooling off a tad. Went to the water park earlier this week, and it was still when it was like close to 100 degrees. And the water park, the water wasn't even cold. It was warm. And, it didn't help at all, I'll tell you. But we're getting ready for English conversation classes today from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Great News Radio Center in Urbana at Lincoln Square. And, we do them in six-week increments. We take some time off, and then we pick up again for another 6 weeks. And we're in yet another round today. If you are interested in teaching maybe an English conversation class, we're always looking for teachers for either beginner, intermediate, or special advanced class. We'd love to connect with you. You can call us at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Or by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, and on the About tab, you should see a link that says English Conversation Classes there at our website. And there's actually a form for you to sign up there at our website. Again, greatnewsradio.org, and click on About. Well, of course, today is Thursday, June 21st, but it's not just any Thursday. Today is the first day of summer. And normally I would be excited, but it's like been summer for the last 2 months, so it's just another day, I'll tell you. But today's the first day of summer, and normally in the summertime, giving tends to, let's just say, cool down. People enjoy vacations and outdoor events and so forth, and giving tends to not be the first thing on the mind. We understand that. Would you remember us here today on the first day of summer with a gift of support? We would greatly appreciate it. Would you help us fill in the gap of what's normally slower this time of year? We would greatly appreciate it. Your gift is 100% tax deductible, but also 200% greatly appreciated. You can write to us. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550. Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And thank you for investing in this radio ministry. Thank you for investing in our community. And thank you for investing in the kingdom of God.
When I look back at what I thought was living, I'm amazed at the price I chose to pay. And to think I ignored what really mattered, 'cause I thought the sacrifice would be too great. But when I finally reached the point of giving, the cross was calling, even then. Sacrifice, for I am crucified with Christ.
me to the cross, yet sets me free. I will glory in the power of the cross. The things I thought were gain, I count as loss. And with the suffering I identify. And by His resurrection power, I am alive. For I am crucified with Christ, and yet I live. Not I, but Christ that lives within me. His cross will never ask for more.
That's right, Phillips, Craig, and Dean. I have been crucified with Christ.
I'll tell you what, there is something special about starting your day. There's something special. There is something unique and sacred about spending your day, starting your day in the presence of Almighty God. And today, dear friend, we're going to be talking about cultivating your alone time. So if you have your Bible today, go ahead and turn to John chapter 15, and we're going to be talking about cultivating your alone time. John chapter 15, and we're going to take a look at the first few verses here. John chapter 15, give you a second to get there. John 15 verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. You know, Jesus said that he is the true vine. Verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. In context here, Jesus was not introducing a new idea by using the imagery of a vine and branches. In fact, the Old Testament, the vine was a metaphor for Israel. So, and grapevines were everywhere in ancient Israel. So carrying that idea and understanding, Jesus said, I am the true vine, because without a vine, there are no branches, because the vine is the source for the branches. As the vine is the source for the branches, Jesus is our source today. Friend, he promises to give us peace. John 14:27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." He promises to give us wisdom. James 1:5 says, "If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who generously gives to all without reproach, and it will be given to him." He promises to give us comfort. 2 Corinthians 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our affliction." He promises to be our provider. Jesus said in Matthew 6:25, "You see those birds up in the air? If your Father takes care of them, certainly He'll take care of you." He is the true vine, friend. Jesus is the center of the Christian life. He is the source of life, and He is the way to eternal life. And because He is the true vine, we must be connected to the vine. Look at John 15:5. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches." So Jesus was telling His disciples and us that we are branches. Think about this. A branch is absolutely dependent upon the vine. So if Jesus is calling us branches and Himself the vine, He is saying that we need to be dependent and connected to Him. Friend, our intimacy with God is the highest priority in our life. Seriously, our intimacy with God is the highest priority in our life. It's higher than how much money you make. It's a higher priority than where you're going to go to school, what's going to happen in your day. Our intimacy with God is the highest priority in our life. So, Brother Joey, how do we get connected with God? How do we do that? How do we, the branches, get connected to the vine? Well, one, by prayer. Little boy was with his mom and grandma, and he prayed, "Dear God, please bless mommy and daddy and all the family and give me a good night's sleep." And suddenly he looked up and shouted, "And don't forget to get me a bicycle for my birthday." And his mother said, "There is no need to shout like that. God isn't deaf." No, said the boy, "but grandma is." Friend, how's your prayer life? Really, how's your prayer life? A Pew Research Center survey conducted a few years ago found that 63% of Christians in the U.S. say praying regularly is an essential part of their Christian identity. Friend, how is your prayer life? You know, we need to get lost in His presence. Really, Psalm 16:11, probably one of my favorites. It says, from the King James, I'll read from the King James. It says, "In thy presence is the fullness of joy." The English Standard Version says, "In your presence there is fullness of joy." The NET Version says, "I experience absolute joy in your presence." Friend, get lost in His presence. Get connected to the vine. Get connected. Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." Get connected to the true vine. So we get connected to Him by prayer. We also get connected to Him through His word. One of the main purposes of reading the Bible is get to know God, His heart, and know His will for our life, because we want to know what He says about family. We know what the world says about family, but we want to know what God says about family. We want to know what He thinks about money. We want to know what He thinks about life. We want to know what He thinks about the afterlife. Plus, when we read and study His word, friend, we are programming our minds and hearts. Colossians 3:2 says, "Set your mind on things above." Set. You know, we set our alarm clocks every night. We set our thermostat for heat. We set our coffee maker to make coffee at a certain time. Praise the Lord. We set our radios in our car. And friend, the more and more you spend some time in God's presence and prayer and in His word, we program our hearts and minds to be aligned under Him each and every time. And finally, friend, there is no life apart from the vine. Jesus said in John 15:5, He says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Yeah, I think one of the most intimate relationships is between a mother and her baby, inside her child and her womb. There's this thing called the umbilical cord. It actually connects a mother to her unborn child. It's a trading post between the mother's and the baby's blood supply. It helps with nutrients and oxygen. It keeps the baby alive. And what do you think would happen if that child, that baby is still in her womb and somehow, some way, the umbilical cord gets cut? There goes its source of life. Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branch. Apart from me, you can do nothing. The branch has no life outside the vine. We need to get connected back to him again. Robert A. Cook, former president of the King's College in New York, was speaking at the Moody Bible Institute several years ago. This is a story from a long time ago, but he was saying that the day before, he had been at a gathering in Washington and talked with the vice president. And he went on to say that he later spoke briefly with the president of the United States. And then, smiling broadly, Cook said, but that's nothing, because today I talked with God.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you taught me to say, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the even so, it is well. soul, it is well.
Brandon Heath, it is well with my soul. That's right, Fred. If you know Jesus as your Lord, as your master of your life, yeah, it is well with your soul. Amen. Hey, friends, good to fellowship with you today. It's Thursday. Just want to remind you, we do have the English conversation classes going on from 10 a.m. to 12 noon today at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana. We're always looking for teachers. Again, if you are interested in teaching an English conversation class, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, and hover over the tab that says About, or you can give us a call, 217-367-7777. That's a thriving ministry, I will say, a thriving ministry going on Thursdays. English conversation classes from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones today. You can always drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.